If you've been grumbling about the recent increase in the price of a stamp, this next story may make you feel a little better. Some people in remote parts of Alaska have seen shipping costs for basic goods go up 15%, and that's making it difficult for many to get by, as Alaska Public Radio Network's Annie Feit reports.
Step inside a house in Barrow, Alaska this time of year, and the smell of fresh whale meat is likely to hit your nose almost instantly. Walk into the kitchen, and you might encounter this. A group of Inupiaq Eskimo women sitting in a circle on the floor, cutting fine strips of bowhead whale. It's a scene that's been playing out for centuries in this community on the edge of the Arctic Ocean. But these days, Barrow residents need more than just whale meat to fill their refrigerators. They need the basics, too.
A half a gallon of milk is over $5. I mean, come on.
Maya Sanchez stands outside the only grocery store in Barrow. She's waiting for a cab home with a cart full of household essentials. Her husband is serving in Kuwait with the National Guard, but she says it's getting harder to get by on his income.
They shouldn't have to raise up the prices on the groceries. Not a whole lot of people make so much here. I spent, pending on food with five kids and myself, I spend maybe $1,500, $2,000 a month just on groceries.
The price spike pinching Sanchez's budget is the direct result of a U.S. post office increase that only affects some 140 isolated Alaska villages with no road access, like Barrow. The unique mail system is called bypass mail. It's a discounted commercial air cargo service that bypasses the post office altogether. Steve Deaton is an operations specialist with the post office in Anchorage. He says even with the 15% rate hike last month, the system only recovers a fraction of its costs.
We lose about $65 million a year just in Alaska flying mail that nobody else in the country gets flown to them. And obviously that's because there's no roads in most of the state.
The Alaska Commercial Company, or AC, is the biggest client of the bypass mail system. At the company's Anchorage warehouse, a worker prepares a shipment of dry goods for bypass mail. The company operates modern versions of the general store in 30 remote villages across the state. And Vice President Walter Pickett admits his customers may be experiencing sticker shock right now.
This is by far the largest increase, was this bypass mail increase that we just experienced.
The increase sent the price of a gallon of milk in Barrow up 45 cents to almost $9. Steaks are up $1 a pound. The higher prices come at an especially difficult time in rural Alaska. The cost of heating oil, gas, and other essentials are already at or near record levels. Pickett says his company has watched shoppers adjust their buying habits in recent weeks.
Where before they might have been able to afford, a roast or pork chops or something, we are seeing an increase in ground beef sales because it's cheaper. And unfortunately, in produce, we're actually seeing them either going to frozen or canned goods.
Back outside the Barrow AC, Maya Sanchez says she does what she can to stretch her budget.
I only come to the store when we need to, or whatever we need to get. We try to make the food last, and because it's ridiculous. It's getting harder and harder to live here.
Sanchez is even considering moving her family from Barrow to a bigger city, but she'd have to say goodbye to the village she's lived in her entire life. For NPR News, I'm Annie Feit.